I'm Margaret Mullings, and welcome to Mentorship Classes. Come on in and take a seat wherever you are geographically. Come on in. And right before we begin, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this class today. And everyone who's present, Father, moved by your Spirit, Father, and moved by your power, and breathe your breath upon everyone who's in this class today. Oh, my Father, meet the need today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And now, whatever I'm sharing today in this class, may it be a blessing to those who are present. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the Lord. It is an honor to be in your company once again in this class. Today, it's very interesting. It's an interesting topic. One act of love. Yes, it comes from my poetry journal again. But you know what? I believe it's going to bless somebody today in this class. One act of love, a kind word spoken, brings hope to the wounded, broken spirit, starved of love and affection, who thought love was only a dream. One act of love, a kind word spoken, yes, an act of forgiveness, can change the course of one's life. Love so powerful, yet so gentle, reaching the one who knows only pain and sorrow, rejuvenating, restoring the heart to love again in spite of, to love and appreciate the sunshine and the lilies that grow in the valleys, to enjoy the fresh air and to sing the sweet refrain and really believe. One act of love, a kind word spoken, brings hope to the wounded spirit. This act of love comes directly from the Father's heart of love, reaching you and me, for we really need each other. And yes, that is a beautiful poem. And I'd just like to encourage you in this class today, whether you are at the front of the class or at the back of the class, think about this. One act of love, a kind word spoken to someone whom you've crossed paths with, especially in our homes and our relationships and dealing with family and family matters. A kind word. Yes, a kind. And you know the word of God says, a kind word. Let's put it this way. Angry words stirs up wrath. And so, kind words does the opposite. It brings healing. It brings hope to someone. And you know, you never know what the other person whom you're crossing paths with is experiencing, what they're going through. They may be at the end of their rope. You know, and others may feel like giving up and feeling overwhelmed by life. And there you are, speaking a kind word or, you know, an act of kindness. In the food store, someone may be ahead of you cashing their groceries, but have come up short. And just that act of kindness to pay the balance, it actually lifts that person to that place, because that's humiliating and that makes them feel really badly. But that act of kindness just transforms their life, so to speak. And you know what? It is so important to be gentle to those around you. To be gentle, to be kind. It brings restoration to a heart filled with pain. And so I say to you, wherever you are on your journey in this class, show love. Speak kind words. You know, because there's a soul that's whose spirit is broken and they actually don't get any love. But just one act of love, a kind word, yes, perhaps an act of forgiveness, can change the course of someone's life today. So be kind while you achieving your goals, and you may be on the peak of the mountain right now, but always show love and kindness to that other person whom you cross paths with, to your colleagues. Yes, show love. Show love. Love conquers all. And those same people, the same people that, and I'm speaking to you, but I'm speaking to me first. Those same people that you cross paths with and refuse to show love and kindness, those are the people many times that climb the mountaintop and help you and me be kind, be loving on your journey. Forgive. Forgive others. Smile, even a smile. Yes, a smile can make a difference in someone's life. And so, let's pray before I leave you. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for the love that you have for this entire world. That you love us, Father, each one of us unconditionally. So, Father, that same love, impart your love to each and every one of us, that we may exemplify that love and that kindness, even in hostile environments, Father. And I pray especially, Father, for those in this class today. Oh, I pray that you would fill them with your love in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen them, that you'd impart your endurance. Oh, hallelujah. And that the fruit of the Spirit will be manifested in each and every life today. And that love will be without dissimulation, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Margaret Mulling saying, until our next class, remember, one act of love, a kind word spoken, brings hope to the wounded, broken spirit. Show love. God bless you.